Yivamas Perikud Beis Mishnah Vav. Here we have mamish the step by step how it plays itself out in the Seder Apsukim. Mitzvahs Chalitza. How is Chalitza? Let's see how the process works. You don't too often have a mission like this that mamish spells it out piece by piece. Bohuvi Vimte LeBezin. The Yovam and the Yivama that is Kukum to each other come to Bezin. Vehem Masin LeEtzei Genesloy. The Bezin will weigh the situation, and they'll give the Yovam something that's good for him. That means if he's young, he's not married, his older brother died suddenly, left him over a wife. L'chay, if it was good in the family, the shidduch was a good shidduch. So l'chay, the shidduch is a tzugabas the shidduch. What happens if he's much older, he's much younger? What happens if the shidduch doesn't make sense, for whatever reason? So then they give him an etzah to b'chalitza. Shenema, v'kor lo zikne iri v'dibru elov. They talk to him. A love means they talk to him. They communicate with him where he's up to. They don't stop tell him a mitzvah. They talk to him a mitzvah that makes sense for him. Remember, if he's going to be miyabim, he's going to be married to her. And the marriage has to make sense. This is the lashon that he says. They would say all these psukim in Lashon HaKodesh. You look at the Mishnah in Soita, Perek Zayin, Mishnah in Dalet, is mentioned the things that have to be said in Lashon HaKodesh. Over here there's a kepedit that should be said in Lashon HaPosuk. Of course, they make sure that the Yom and the Yivam understand what they're saying, but Lamaisa, they say it in Lashon HaKodesh. V'niksho yivim toy elov le'enei askenim. So here's the Maisa of the Yivama that she's Cholitz the Shu Miao Raglov. She does the Yuriko. Agave into Santa Maisa is that the Roik that comes out of her mouth, the way they do it in Bezdin, Bezman Hazeh, is that it has to be done in the morning before she eats anything, because they want to have that the Maisa, the Rikiko, which is Lechatchila, should be done where there isn't other things in her mouth that's coming in front of him. You have to see, the Dayanim have to see, because of the L'chadchil and the Rikika, this is L'chadchil, how the mitzvah is done, even if it's not Ma'akiv, they have to see the spit leave her mouth and go on the floor. So they have to see the spit, which is Roik, which is saliva. If they're seeing, let's say, a piece of food from that morning's breakfast, or they're seeing a little bit of gravy that's left in their mouth from that morning's breakfast, they're not seeing the Rikikas HaRoik, just because it's coming out of her mouth, landing on the floor. So Mela, what they do is, meaning for hundreds of years, to take a precaution that she shouldn't eat that morning. They make it earlier and early-ish in the morning, in order to do the Rikika properly. Shait, Rak Roik HaNir LeDayonim. Here the Mishnah says it, that the Roik has to be nearer LeDayonim. They have to see it. The answer of Amra, then she says as follows, Kocho ye'osa lo'isha shel ha'ivnes beis achiv. Maybe read the pasuk, it reminds you of the Megillah, Kocho ye'osa lo'isha shel ha'melech ha'feitz bikoroi. Ad kan ho'yu makrin. U'kishe hikra, Rabbi Hurkinis, tachas o'elu b'kfar etom. There was a place where they did, that's where the skenim gathered. And they did a ma'isa chalitza under a certain type of tree b'kfar etom. The Gomer has called a parasha that he read also of Nikri Shmoy Bisoa Beis Chalutza now. Huchsikul Lio is Goimrin. The minig became, based on the Hurkinesus from the Gdele Ador, the minig became to finish the parasha with Vinikri Shmoy Bisoa Beis Chalutza now. Now that posuk, which says Vinikra, it shall be called. Called how? Somebody calls it. So the Mishnah adds, Mitzvah B'dayonim, V'loi Mitzvah B'tamidim. The Mitzvah is not for everybody who's there. Today, in today's world, they make a chalitza, they gather, they make sure there's at least a minion of people, besides for the three dayanim and the extra two. We have the beginning of the perek, so you have three dayanim, but the mefarshim add from the Gemara that there should be another two dayanim. The other two are not bechlal dayanim, they don't need to be part of the ma'aser kriya, they're there for pirsum. But in actuality, when they do a chalitza, they call people, it's a public ceremony. And even though everybody's there, loy mitzvah v'tamidim. Yehuda aymu, no, mitzvah akol aymu sham loymar. V'nikra means it's called publicly. L'chad v'er mitzvah to say it, not a mitzvah samira. It's a mitzvah to shtel avek the publicity of the event. Of, they all say, chalutz anal, chalutz anal, chalutz anal. Santa, mysterious, halakha, they say words. We talked about chalitza being maybe l'tevis hanasham. We'll just add one detail. is that Reb Chaim Volozhiner explains that the symbolically the shoe represents the relationship of the shoe to the rest of the person. Is the shoe is not part of the body. The shoe just facilitates you being able to walk on the ground. Chaim Volozhiner says, if you think about it, the neshama of a yid, which is chokuk mitas takas kisei hakovet, and there's a shalshelus that comes straight from millions and trillions and quadrillions of light years away, takas kisei hakovet, all the way down to olam hazeh. Says that's the real person. The part of a person that's in this world is literally only like a shoe. It's facilitating him being able to accomplish his mission in this world, the fact that he has a guf. But the guf of a person is really only a temporary thing. So when somebody dies without children, his neshama lives on, but he doesn't have physical representation in terms of children in this world. So we're mechazik our emunah, our connection, to the fact that there's life after death, that the neshama lives on. And by removing the shoe, there's epsin inyan over here to cement that mitzius, that the shoe might be removed, but the person lives on. And because of that, it's a publicity, because when a person dies without children, it's kilu, that's it, he's gone. Nope, he's not gone. And memela, it has to be, it's an event, that it's a mitzvah for Klal Yisrael, a representative, a sampling of Klal Yisrael, to be there and to declare, chalutz hanohal. What they're doing is they're declaring their belief in Hashroas HaNefesh. The Merdek Red, there's a lot to be moisim on this. The Inyan of Yibum and Chalitza, how it plays itself out. By Rus, Melech HaMashiach had to come from a Maisa Chalitza. And so on, the same by Yehuda and Tomar, also Melech Mashiach ultimately has to come. When Pashas Vayeshev has to come from there, from that type of Maimed. We'll leave it at that. Something to think about.